Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to the Productive Muslima Podcast. So I'm so happy today because I'm going to talk about how to be a Muslima but still productive at the same time. So productivity and being a Muslima and also work as a freelancer, I would like to share with you today. So I'm a freelancer but also a lecturer in a university, so I think I need to balance my life and manage my time properly. So as a freelancer, I think the most important thing is to maintain my clean tasks for my office, because I'm not work in an official office but in my room, so I need to create a very comfortable atmosphere for my workspace. And also, just as a Muslima, we need to have an intention that we will work for to get the barakah, because that is the main purpose that will bring us to the happiness. Because if we just think about money, it will make us, you know, unhappy, because money will be gone, just come in and come out. So if we ask the barakah, if we put our intention to get the barakah from Allah and to work to get the barakah, we will get happiness and of course to achieve our goals as a Muslim. And the second thing is about the time management. I think it's really important for us as a Muslima to manage our times. So to manage our time between being a woman, being a worker, and being yourself. So we need to maintain our well-being and social life, and because it's a happiness. I think it's quite a great opportunity for me if I can meet my friends. So I'm trying my best every week I can meet my friends. Even if I have too much work, I just call them or contact them by phone. I think it's really important to be a good friend, and not only to wait for them to contact you, but you need to contact your old friend too, as without, you know, any intentions. You just want to know their house, their life, and I think it will give you a happiness when you contact your friends. And the more your friends that you have, I think it will empower you to and create more happiness. And also the last one, I think to keep generating idea. For example, to write what is your idea that come out, because for me, when I'm working or when I'm studying, just like ideas just come to me, just suddenly I have an idea to do this, or I have this idea, so I'm writing it down on the paper so I can keep my idea, and one day when I take a look, it will be useful for me. Because generating idea will activate your brain, and I think it's really important to make us more feel positive through activate our brain, because we have very great potential. And I think it's quite interesting, and I'm still doing it till now. And of course, do you read books? Because, you know, to be honest, for nowadays, for this week, 2 weeks, I'm so busy that I have no time to read books. But I know that have no time means I'm not prioritizing to read books, but I'm reading the Quran, so I will take that. Take the read the Quran means I read books because it's also our guidance book, right? So yeah, I think it's really important to to read books. And yeah, I think that's all that I can share with you about productivity and Muslim worker. So thank you for listening and see you in the next podcast. Bye.